Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another Bullet Points episode of The Emma Gunn Show. How are you? I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in these Bullet Points episodes, we just catch up on the previous episode. I am now giving you a little bit of a sneak peek into the next episode, and we discuss a few things that are going on at the same time, because if you listen to me, you're listening to me right now, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that there are various things that I'm often doing, and the lines between the podcast and Instagram sometimes don't blur. And what I'm trying to do with these podcast episodes, the bullet points episodes specifically in 2022, is just kind of link the two a little bit, because as I've said before, I know that not everyone who listens to this show follows me on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Gunns. Or I try to be active and I share quite a lot of Q&As and what have you. And equally, not everyone who follows me on Instagram is inclined to listen to the show. So basically, I'm just trying to blur the lines, as I said. So another thing that I'll be doing in every Bullet Points episode in 2022 is giving you a little bit of a catch up in what's going on with the current habit. If you're a regular listener, you will know that in 2022, I am undertaking a project called 12 Habits, and I do hope that you will join me on this ride. And 12 Habits is an exploration, a month-long exploration into each habit, into the things that we know are good for us, know might make us feel better. Maybe we may even quit some bad habits during these 12 months. Everything is up in the air and undecided, because future habits will depend on you and your feedback. But it's all very well and good saying we want to incorporate these things into our lives, but let's face it, it's not like we haven't tried before. If any one of you has made a resolution, as I have many, many times over the years, I have made resolutions that have set the bar way too high, that I failed at, that I've used as a stick to beat myself with, and I've just felt like a garbage human. And I did that to myself. No one else is involved. So what I want to try and unpick with these habits, and hopefully together we will choose 12 habits that will be the things that we really want to incorporate into our lives that we know will make us feel better. But the thing I really want to overcome in this series are the obstacles that get in the way, because we all set these goals. And as I said, we can sometimes be tempted or fall into the trap, very easy trap, I hasten to add, of setting the bar a little bit too high. And we just don't know how to incorporate into our lives. And there are lots of little things that we can do. So we can start small. And I was reading something from BJ Fogg, who is the Stanford professor who's well known talking about habits. I think James Clear, who wrote Atomic Habits, which is excellent, has quoted him a lot. I think he's also the founder of the Behavior Lab. And he says, make changes very small and only commit to changing three things at once. So make small little tweaks and only attempt three of those tweaks at one time. And that could be cutting down one of your coffees a day, getting up 20 minutes earlier, and I don't know, folding the laundry as soon as it's dry, rather than letting it sit on the aerer or letting it sit in a pile after it's come out of the tumble dryer. Those little things, that's what he's saying. Behavior change, which is essentially what habits are really difficult. It's really, really hard. So don't make it any harder. And I think what I've done over the years, and definitely the feedback I got when I did 26 habits back in 2018, was that we make it too hard on ourselves. It can be so, so difficult to incorporate these things into our lives, and we assume that it's because we're bad and wrong, and actually it could be just we're not really going about it the right way or in a way that leads us to success. So hopefully what we'll do in 12 Habits is interrogate all of that, figure out why these obstacles are in the way, and basically figure out a way to do those things, whether it's starting off a little bit smaller or whether it is even saying, you know what, this habit isn't for me. It just doesn't suit my lifestyle and therefore I need to think of another thing. So that's essentially what 12 Habits is. And as you know, I am tackling meditation as part of the first habit. And this is the only habit that I will choose without... Well, it's the only one that won't be done by committee. The committee being you, my most excellent listeners. I chose meditation because of where I was at personally at the end of 2021. And also because it was something that I did cover in 2018 in 26 Habits, but I felt it was so light and frothy that it needed further exploration. But every other habit, the remaining 11 habits will be habits that you suggest, whether it's in the Facebook group, whether it's on email at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or whether it's on DM on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns, or whether it's in the Facebook group, as I said. So I really want to hear from you to find out what are these things that you would like us to spend. And a month is a good amount of time to really lean into a habit and troubleshoot it, essentially, to figure out not whether you can do it or not, but whether it's right for you, or whether that version of it is right for you, or whether you need to look at it another way. So with that said, if you listen to Monday's episode, Monday is when all of the 12 Habits episodes will go live. I was a couple of hours out of having done a 4-day Vedic meditation course at the London Meditation Center with Gillian Lavender. And I was not expecting the course to be draining. I was not expecting it to feel physically demanding, but by Jiminy, was it. From the very first day, actually, I was really drained, and it's very common, and many other people in my group were actually saying how tired they were. And fatigue, as Gillian said, is something that it is the thing that most people report back as they start and embark on this course. And so I didn't feel too worried about it. But day three of the course, because the way that it structured is it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2 hours on each of those days. And on the third day, I attended the course with the demeanor of a grumpy toddler who really just wants a sleep and possibly a blanket to suck on or something. You know, just I was just very grumpy, very fidgety because I was so tired, and I could have stayed at home and stayed in bed. That's how I felt. And so it was coming out of me as like aggravated. I was, as I said to one of the other lovely people on the course, was I was either going to burst into tears or have a tantrum or just start kicking things. It was just, all bets were off. I just felt a very strange, and that's not usually how I am when I'm, well, no, it is a lot, but no, normally I keep a lid on it. I was struggling to keep a lid on it during the course. So anyway, it was really wonderful and really special. And the dilemma I have now, truthfully, and I'll talk a little bit about this in the next episode of Habits, but just as a sort of update, as these bullet points are, the dilemma that I have now is, having experienced what I've experienced with Gillian, the London Meditation Center, and Vedic meditation, when I'm getting questions in the Facebook group about things like, how do you feel about in-person courses versus online Zoom courses or apps, my immediate response is, well, of course they're not as good as the in-person thing. But equally, I know that that's not accessible to everybody, whether it's cost, whether it's location, whatever it might be. Time, let's face it. The commitment of 4 days, 2-hour sessions over 4 days, even that is a lot to ask of people in this day and age. So it really is a big, big commitment. And so I am in this dilemma at the moment of trying to engage my rational brain of like, okay, what can I present? What will be really helpful? So just know that that is in the works. But if you are inclined to want to do it the way that I have done it, then I will put the link in the show notes to the meditations and London Meditation Center, because as I said, it was really impressive. And it wasn't just about the, obviously you meditate when you're there and you meditate in the first session. It happens quite quickly. It's the fact that you have an excellent teacher. In the case here, it's Gillian and Michael who teach the course, but I had Gillian. And the level of knowledge and expertise. There wasn't a question that she didn't have a really thorough answer that she could back up with data or anecdotes or experience. And it made the practice of meditating that much more meaningful to then have these sessions with her where she would explain a little bit more about how and why it's working with Vedic meditation, use a mantra. So that's part of it. And I almost feel guilty even saying that, because the way that it works, and I'm going to give you a little bit of insight, but the way that it works is that you are given a mantra when you do Vedic meditation, and it's given to you in a whisper, in a one-on-one, very private sort of surrounding environment. And every time I go to meditate, I can absolutely remember vividly Gillian whispering it to me, but it was like handing me something very, very gently, something that was very, very fragile that needed to be treated with care. And so now I feel very protective of said mantra, and even talking about it feels like, oh gosh, am I being unfaithful? It's very private and very personal. And so that's just something you're not going to get with an online consultation or course or a Zoom. Though I haven't done those things, and this is the dilemma as well. How do I do all of the courses? I think that might be a little bit of overload. So I would be interested to hear from anyone who has done an online course and can share their expertise and can share their insight and say, yeah, I did it and this was my experience. I would love to hear that. Email me, DM me, share it in the Facebook group, because as much as I've said I want to guinea pig on these bullet points, on these habits, I can only guinea pig so much. And I think with this habit, the thing that I've learned is by really throwing myself into it, it's going to be a challenge, because I feel as though I've had such an excellent experience to then be open to the other versions of meditation that are available. So that's something that I will try to compile by next week. Is there anything else that I wanted to mention about that course? Because there's questions have been coming in thick and fast about, particularly about app-based meditations and devices that help you meditate. Someone in the Facebook group mentioned there's a headband that, I don't know, either dings or twinges or vibrates when you're not meditating, but you're not. And I just sort of rolled my eyes at that one, because it didn't seem to, I couldn't really understand how that worked just by looking at the top line information. But I am looking into them, and I know that quite a few of you are interested in a Q&A, so I'm going to announce one in the Facebook group at the start of next week, and it will either be in the Facebook group, on Instagram as a simulcast, or it'll be on Instagram only. It really depends about figuring out the logistics, listeners. Okay, so that's the habit sort of update. And that, like I said, it's kind of, I knew I was going to lean into these habits, but this first one has been so impactful that it really is an immersive experience, and I'm really enjoying it. Lots of you also got in touch about the challenge, the fitness and nutrition challenge that I talked about, and it's the EC method. So the EC method is by Emma Story Gordon, a trainer and coach who's been on this podcast, and also Chloe Madeley, who is also a coach and fitness trainer, and she's an author. I mean, she's a multi-hyphenate, many things that she has done. And they have a course together that really, it's basically, they say, it's the last diet you'll ever do, because it's not a diet. It's basically helping you understand nutrition and understand how to nourish yourself in a meaningful way, whether your goal is fat loss, maintenance, whatever it might be. And lots of you have been in touch asking me, oh, well, what is it about? How do I join, et cetera, et cetera. So I will put the links in the show notes. But the main thing for me about the EC method, after I spoke to Emma on the podcast, I just thought, gosh, she's the real deal. She really is the real deal. And if you follow her on Instagram, I think she's at ESG Fitness. She has such a measured, sensible, knowledgeable approach to fitness, nutrition, and she gets the emotional side of it. She gets the psychology of it. So she's not just going to hammer you with eat more. No, she's not going to, definitely not going to do that. Move more, eat less. She is very sensible. She just wants everybody to get to a place where you're not operating in that horrible kind of white noise of what do I do? She's like, these are the tools. This is what you do. And it's really simple. And if you just operate on this and forget every other you know, lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks headline that you see on the cover of glossy magazines and just focus on this, which is backed up by science, you'll be grand. So that's why I decided to sign up. And it's part of a bigger picture for me in 2022 where I want to ask for help. My default is to figure out on my own and make mistakes and learn from them. But actually, I have decided that one of the things that I must do in 2022 is defer to people with more experience and knowledge than I have, rather than just hurtling towards trying to figure it out, because I'm probably making a rod for my own back a lot with that. And it's probably the big overarching habit above 12 habits is the fact that I'm actually going on courses like the meditation course and putting myself out there a bit, which is something that, to be honest, I find a bit frightening and a bit intimidating. So how did my first week on the EC method go? Well, truthfully, had I known how knackered I would have been, I would be after the meditation course, then I wouldn't have chosen to start them both in the same week. Because in addition to training, changing my diet and doing the meditation course, I honestly feel as though I have, I feel like I've got jet lag at the moment. And it's still like a couple of days after, I do feel like I've got jet lag. So that's my first thing, is like, better know that for the next time. But so far, so good, I have to say. I like to think I'm kind of know how to implement these changes relatively not quickly, but I feel I can get my head around a lot of the information with relative ease. So the nutrition changes have been doable, although a big shift, but not a challenge in that sense, other than sort of changing what I buy in the supermarket. The workouts are easy to follow. There's an incredible Facebook group with a community of really wonderful people who share tons of advice. I've asked a few questions in there and people have been super quick to come back with their tips, even links to products that they've used and what they've done in the past when they've hit various obstacles. But I think the biggest thing is trusting the process. If you're going to defer to an expert and it's an 8-week course, then I'm not going to raise any kind of flags of distress unless I really hit a brick wall until we get to halfway through. Do you know, does that make sense? Because although I read Lisa Bilyeu saying the other day, don't finish sentences as a woman, don't finish sentences with don't make, does that make sense in 2022? And I'm going to try to abide to that, but I failed there miserably. But I'm going to trust the process and I'm going to accept that some days are going to be better than others, that some days my results are going to feel as though they're going backwards, or they will go backwards in terms of data points. But I will trust the process and kind of hold fire on drawing any firm conclusions until at least a month in. I think that's probably the wisest thing to do. But if you are interested in something like the EC method, and I know lots of you have done it because so many of you, hi, have been DMing me saying, oh my God, it's going to change your life. It's been so good for me. So many people do it multiple times to either get back on track or just because they like having the coaches, whatever it might be. So many of you have been in touch, but lots of you are asking about it, where you can find the link. So I'll put those in the show notes. Do not worry. Now, speaking of nutrition, the last episode of the podcast was with Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, and there was a lot of feedback on this episode, especially in the Facebook group. And you will notice that in the conversation with Gabrielle, I did say, what's it like to say things online that you know to be true based on clinical trials, etc., all of the data, all of the study, and she's a highly qualified doctor, and yet get pushback because some of her views are controversial, particularly about protein sources and what have you. And we discussed that on the show, and it did come up in the Facebook group with people, particularly people with vegetarian or vegan diets or lifestyles, I should say, who weren't entirely convinced by some of the data and were quoting things that they had read that contradicted it. So there was quite a lot of debate in the Facebook group. So if that is something that you felt, then definitely go ahead to the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes and join that conversation, because it was really interesting to see how people responded. And I think I even said at the top of the episode, I didn't have enough. I mean, I'd done my research on her, but I couldn't come back with anything particularly, because I couldn't say, oh yes, I know that study and there's one that contradicts it, because I didn't know what sources she was going to quote. But the thing that I really appreciated about that conversation was about the focus on protein and about how her insights into the role of skeletal muscle in our long-term health and muscle as the organ of longevity and protein to support that muscle, and how we need to shift our focus from being so fat-centric, considering we are in this society that is sort of obscenogenic, and focus on skeletal muscle. So stop focusing on fat, stop focusing on being over fat, and focus on being under muscled and correct that, and our overall health will improve. And I thought that was a really interesting point. And so many people replied. So if you're one of them, I hear you. I went through my Fitness Pal, and I don't track sort of meticulously, but I went back through and I couldn't find a day in the last 12 months where I had gone over 60 grams of protein in my diet. And that is well below what Gabrielle was talking about in the episode. So lots of you saying it's made you reassess, you're going to think less about calories and think more about macros, which sounds really technical, but actually isn't as technical as you might think. So thank you basically to everybody who has been in touch and who listened to that episode and who engaged with it and who shared it, because that's so lovely of you to support the show in that way, and I really appreciate it. And it is ideal that we have debates around these guests. I try to get only excellent guests on the show, but we have to chat about some of these things and kind of hash it out in the Facebook group sometimes, and that is always really interesting, so thank you. And finally, as is new to the Emma Gunn Show and will be happening in these bullet points episodes, is that I will be giving you a heads up as to who's coming next in the main interview show. And before Christmas, I did an interview with Gillian Lavender. She is one of the trainers, coaches, guides, teachers at the London Meditation Centre. And it was following that conversation, having read her book, she very kindly sent me her book in the summer and said, I'd love for you to read this. And then if you like it, let's chat on the podcast. I spoke to her in the beginning of December. I was blown away. And like I said, where I was in my life, I was like, yep, I think I need some Vedic meditation in my life. And I bit the bullet. My 2022 thing is deferring, asking for help, gaining knowledge from other people rather than just trying to learn it all from my computer. And I went on this course. And so it seemed, given that this was the first habit, it seemed appropriate in the middle of this habit to share that conversation that I had with Gillian. And I think given the fact that you now know that I've been on the course, maybe it will open up that conversation a little bit more in terms of the benefits and what it's really like to go on that course and to feel the benefits of that meditation. So that is coming on Sunday. And we will talk at length about her book, Why Meditate. And it's an interesting book because it doesn't tell you at any point how to. It's just why. And I think I've said this before in the Habits episode. I read it, and I read it very quickly and very, very easily, because every single element that is a proven benefit of meditation, physically, mentally, emotionally, is so compelling. You just think, well, why wouldn't I be doing it? So to that end, I've already taken up a lot of your midweek. So to that end, I'm going to sign off, and I'm actually going to go and do my second meditation of the day. And I've just taken delivery. of a V-shaped pillow, because I've been wanting one for ages, but I'm going to message Lindsay Kelk shortly and say, can I please ascend to Nana status? Because I've been waiting all day for my V-shaped pillow to arrive, and I'm so excited to snuggle in it later on. So I will probably use that to prop myself up, and I will do my meditation. So if you have any questions about anything, the habit, the EC method, the podcast with Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, the podcast that's coming up with Gillian, then don't hesitate to get in touch, thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Gunns, or you can join the Facebook group. And I really encourage you to join the Facebook group, because we're really starting to ramp up the discussions around these habits and about the episodes, actually. And particularly, I was really thrilled to see so many people going back and forth about the chat with Dr. Gabrielle Lyon. So please don't miss out on that. It's a really fun part of the podcast, actually, that we have these kind of, maybe I should change it to the post-show chat or something, but they're like post-show chats, post-show debriefs with everyone. So come along and join. The link is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.